And it's time now to get back into our talk with Hoosier Jay from Anglin Outdoors and continue our conversation about steelhead fishing this spring and how early it is. So let's get back to the details with Hoosier Jay from Anglin Outdoors. Continued from our last outdoor report. Well, let's keep talking about steelhead if you don't mind, and maybe we'll talk turkey in the next. I'm curious as to what patterns you see working this year and this time of year. You're still pre-spawn, right?
No, we've had quite a bit of spawning activity the last 10 days, but it's not what I'd call heavy spawning activity.
Okay.
So a couple things happened. Earlier this week, we transitioned from essentially a winter pattern, which is deep, cold water, you know, slow presentations, whereas now we're more coming into the spring pattern. There's a few fish on gravel, but we basically transitioned from winter to spring in like 24 hours. It was insane. The water temp went up 10 degrees in 2 days.
Wow.
So I think a lot of these fish have sort of been, you know, taken by surprise, which if you compare it, we're at the southern end of the southern part of Lake Michigan watershed here, you know, compared to the UP and in particular the Lake Superior tributaries. I mean, you guys have the same weather pattern we do. It's ridiculously warm. And so, you know, you're going to get, you know, some water temps are going to spike, and then you're going to have fish that have been around, you know, their winter runs that have been in the river for a while maybe. And if they're ready to go, they'll go. It wouldn't surprise me in the least to hear people talk about fish spawning up there in the next week or so, you know, which is sort of unprecedented when you think back in the 90s. I remember my very best time up there, my very best week was mid-June one time. I think I caught a whole bunch of fresh steelhead out of Lake Superior, you know, and that's crazy.
Yeah, that actually happens a lot.
Yeah, it does. And part of that is water levels. I know with the Lake Superior streams, you know, you've got spate rivers and rivers that are, you know, dependent on either runoff or precipitation. But this river I'm looking at right now, it's spring-fed, so it's pretty consistent. But no, I mean, bottom line is it's basically the same as always. For fly fishermen, it's a nymph-egg combo. I'm running an egg and a nymph. In this case, I'm running stones today because there's a huge stone hatch, and I'm seeing a lot of stonefly nymphs crawling around. So I'm sticking with that. You know, green caddis, of course, is the other go-to. And then, you know, as more and more spawning activity kicks in, I might run two eggs as opposed to, you know, a combo of a nymph and an egg, you know, because they're basically just gorging on eggs. That's pretty much the drill. You know, the bait guys up around the corner I just saw are running small bomb bags, and there's still a few guys throwing lures around in the holes and stuff too. So,
and we still got more to talk to Hoosier Jay about from Anglin Outdoors. In our next hour's outdoor reports, we're going to talk about turkey hunting. Everybody's getting spring fever, so let's talk turkey. Stick around for next hour's outdoor reports with Hoosier Jay from Anglin Outdoors. To be continued right here on The Outdoor Show.